In this catch-up, Lee Spur reenacts the Mundy goal and Matt O'Kine drops in for a chat. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Right now, Lee Spur's in the studio. Don't you wish your
girlfriend was hot like Lee.
Spurry, welcome to the studio,
Good
mate.
Good morning, guys.
We are Hello. Going to get into what was one of the best wins I've seen Fremantle, particularly since I've been over here. Phenomenal. Great work. Tough win. Low scoring game. Mm. Dying minutes. Dying seconds.
Really, yeah. We made hard work of it. 30-point lead. We should have been able to sustain a bit better, but
okay. We will get back to that in a second.
Sounds like Ross Lyon's words to you on Monday.
I do want to
just mind some games that are not so tight and close. All our games of the last four or five have been like a couple of points.
I do want to talk a little bit about, we can't not this weekend. You're playing Carlton. We spoke about it on the radio a couple of days ago. All this stuff with Mark Murphy. He's obviously going to be running out there. The sledging and stuff like that. Do you obviously go into a game like that? You know that Murph's out there. You know that all of, it's been everywhere. Like, you know, really, if it's over here in the news, it's involved Wayne Carey. It's involved St Kilda. It's just, he's running out there. You guys will know he's running out there. You know that spectre's hanging over his head. Is that something that's discussed on the field or just?
No, I think as a player, you got to have respect for other players. I think there's a line, obviously, that you don't cross. But I think you're going out there to win and do a job. And I think sledging is part of the game, and there's an art to do it and do it tastefully. And I think you just told a story about Michael Voss off air, a pretty funny story, and that's a sort of a good way to do it. And I think one of my favourite sledges is Chris Mayne tells a good story about Adam Goods. So he got told he had to tag Adam Goods in one of his first games, so he's gone into the bounce and stood next to Goods, and Goods looked at him and walked off to the wing, stood at the wings before the game started, and so Chris has gone out, stood next to him at the wing, looked at him and laughed. Ran down to the full forward line and told everyone to get out of the whole 50. And as he's run past Barry Hall, Barry Hall has turned to him and gone, "Take him to the square and kill him." Mate, he got six kicked on him.
That's amazing. Steve Johnson said to my mate from Sydney, "I don't even know who you are, mate." And he goes, "I've played in more grand finals than you have games."
Yeah.
Well, that's straight to his face at the start.
The art of it is the knack of it. So,
But what happens if they've said something to you beforehand that might have in turn made you go that one jab too far?
Yeah, it's like a bit of that retaliation. It's a bit like striking, you know. If someone hits you first and you retaliate and hit back. So obviously it's not a part of the game, and sometimes you lash out in the heat of the moment. But I think if we can do it the ways we just spoke about, it's actually quite tactful and it can be quite effective, get a player off their game a little bit. And
surely the best way to put a player off their game is to beat them.
Or get Barry Hall to tell you.
Or get Barry
in his deep voice. That's probably a fair way.
All right, mate. Well, that's this weekend. So that's Fremantle versus Carlton. Domain Stadium, Sunday, 2:40. You can get your tickets through ticketmaster.com.au. The Dockers, no doubt, starting to get a bit of momentum now. So that's exciting, mate. Congratulations on that. And the only reason that's come about is because of the moment that happened last weekend.
The former captain comes in. The kick is on its way. Kicked the goal and Fremantle win it after the siren.
Did you say that he put his hand up as soon as it left the boat?
Yes, he knew, didn't he?
He spoke to him afterwards and he said as soon as it hit the boat, he just went, "Oh, no, it's going exactly where I want it," and just looked up.
Well, you know who else knew, Spurry? Ross Lyon said after the game this.
"I heard a bit of a roar and I got to the bottom of the lift and got out and I looked up at the TV and David Mundy, the siren had gone and he was taking deep breaths. I said, this is all right. He's 30 metres out in a slight angle. I thought he's the best kick at the club."
So he
best
knew.
Best kick at the club.
Yeah. He knew that David Mundy had the ball. Now, what they haven't picked up on the audio recording is they stopped recording and Ross Lyon actually said, "Geez, it's lucky it wasn't Lee Spur." Which I reckon's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But what we want to do now, Spurry, during this song, we're going to jump in a car. We're going to drive down to Henderson Park, which is in Wembley there. You know, if you're in that area, come down.
Come say hi.
By the way, we are going to set up exactly the shot that David Mundy had, and we're going to see would Spurry have kicked the winning goal.
I'll do it if you do it with me, and we'll put something on it.
No.
You've got to have something on it.
It's not as exciting. All right, we're getting in the car right now. We're going to speak to you on the other side of this song.
All right, that's happening. Will Kenley Spur make the David Mundy after siren kick?
We'll have to do a warm up first, boys. It takes 20 minutes to warm up.
The Heidi, Will, and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Will, and Woody, first Hit 92.9. We're with our Freo doggo, Lee Spur. We're in and around the Hit 92.9 studios. We're just about to get the car because last week there was an amazing moment at the end of the game. We all saw it. We spoke about it on the show. Dave Mundy kicked a goal after the siren.
Mm.
And Woods, as you brought up before, Ross Lyon said after the game that he was so confident because it was Dave Mundy with the ball. Best skills at the club. But then there's a bit of audio which we didn't hear.
Yes, it's been buried. But he basically said, it's lucky that Lee Spur wasn't having the kick. Now, Spurry, how do you feel about that?
Look, I'm confident I would have put it through, and probably lucky it wasn't Ross having the kick.
Yeah, ooh, little bar back.
Should we be calling Ross down here right now?
No, don't call Ross. Ross isn't me if you're listening. Ross, I'm sorry.
We're doing very quickly is we're going to a park in Wembley, and we are recreating the moment.
Yep.
Right now, we've got to go and watch. Spurry, we've pretty much got the angle mapped out. We think it's about 60, 70 degrees.
Yep, about 30 metres
out. I'm sure it would be exactly the same.
Yeah.
It won't be any tighter. Right?
About 30 metres out. You will be able to watch this on our Facebook page very, very shortly, but stay with us because it's happening up next. Lee Spur's going to try and recreate the Dave Mundy
moment. Nail it.
Here we go.
Put your house on it.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We are in the middle of an oval in Wembley with our Freo docker Lee Spur. Spirit, the moment last weekend, which absolutely captivated everyone, was this kick up.
The former captain comes in. The kick is on its way. Kicked the goal, and Fremantle win it after the siren.
Huge moment, mate.
Amazing stuff.
And then, as Woody said earlier, Woods, the audio they didn't get was actually...
Well, the audio they did get was Ross Lyon saying this.
I heard a bit of a roar, and I got to the bottom of the lift and got out. And I looked up at the TV, and David Mundy, the siren had gone, and he was taking deep breaths. I said, this is all right. He's 30 metres out in a slight angle. I thought, he's the best kick at the club.
Now, he went on to say that it's lucky that Lee Spur didn't have the final kick because he's got the worst kick at the club. So that's what he said. His words, not ours. So what we've done is we've driven down to Henderson Park, and we are going to recreate the kick after the siren to find out would Lee Spur have won the game for the Fremantle Dockers.
Now, we think we've been pretty fair here, Sperry. I've got you. It's about 35 metres out. Hides, would you say?
Yes.
Well, as if you're asking me. It looks like half a swimming pool here.
Yep. Okay, which isn't, swimming pools are 50 metres, but that's right. So anyway, Spurry, 35 metres, we've got you a beautiful ball there.
What is that? It's
a Lyrebird torpedo, that one.
Yeah, great ball.
It's a top.
Official top. AFL ball, the Lyrebird.
You're gonna get one shot at this.
Yep.
All right. We're going to... Now, the one thing we were missing, though, is we needed somebody to stand on the mark.
We might just get a random who's on the... Oh, excuse me, mate! Excuse me! Would you mind standing the mark real quick? Hang on a second.
Is that who we think it is? Who's that,
Spurry?
West Coast Eagle, Jeremy McGovern.
West Coast... What? Jeremy McGovern's popped out!
We're getting a thumbs up from Jeremy. He's coming.
He is. In a bit of a disguise.
The revenge of the Gov.
He's back. Have you got leaves in your head?
He's got a blonde wig on.
I've got a new haircut.
Yeah.
I've gone all out. You know, what are you guys doing in my park? Awesome.
All right, so, Gov.
Oh, sorry. Gov is wearing a Joe Dirt wig and Speed Dealers.
No, I'm just being normal. I just woke up, just come for a walk.
All right, so, Jeremy McGovern, you're on the mark, mate. Spurry, the time is now. Here comes the kick.
The pressure is massive.
All right, so...
He's handed over the headphones and he's...
Right. He's got a bit of sledging here.
He's legit put his boot.
He's got his boots on.
That's not going to help you, mate.
All right, Spurry.
Is this it?
He's getting lined up. We're going to step away.
Oh, wow.
All right, we need Ando's got a great siren of a voice, so she can do us...
We're watching the mark, Spurry. We're watching the mark.
Gov is marking the spot on the field, Spurry. He's 35 metres out. The siren's gone.
What's the siren?
Oh, the former skipper, Dave Mundy, also known as Lee Spur, is lining up.
They're 4 points down. This is a kick after the siren. This is what dreams are made of, Spurry. Here we go.
McGovern's marking.
So, here he comes. Spur, stepping in. This is for the big moment.
McGovern's sledging him a lot. McGovern. Here we go. Here goes the kick.
The kick's on the way.
He's got it. He's done it. It's Spurry. Oh, Spurry. He's kicked the goal.
What are you running around?
Spurry.
Oh, he's got it. No, he's got it.
Gov claims he touched it. Gov reckons he touched it. Spurry. Wow.
Tell you what, it came off my shin, but it went straight. But it went straight.
What did you think about the kick, Gov?
Firebird, mate. It doesn't matter where it comes from.
So,
there was a lot of pressure on your career there, Spurry.
I'm a bit tight after the celebrations.
Imagine if you were sore for the weekend because you kicked that ball in the park.
That wouldn't have been great.
Mate, was that probably the best kick of your career?
Tell you what, I've got a goosebumps. So let's do it again.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
So I came across this article on Reddit. Been reading Reddit, Will. Your
paper.
It's not a paper. Online service, whatever it's called.
Couple of swings, couple of misses there.
Anyway, it was a really funny article about people behaving badly, and like everyone had kind of written in their stories and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought after the weekend, so I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a brawl in Sydney at a couple's wedding. So they'd spent
it's
like
about
100...
a guy pinching bumps.
It began as the most magical day of their lives. Love between Rebecca and Matt Carrione. But the way it ended was a bride's worst nightmare. Police swarmed their reception venue after a brawl broke out between their own wedding guests. And it was all over a girl. The owner of the venue told 10 News a man pinched a woman on the bottom. Her boyfriend didn't like that, and before long, it was on.
That's what I want to talk about here on 131060. Not the pinching of the bum, but bad behaviour at weddings.
Yep.
So that's just one example. Another example in this Reddit article that I found quite humorous was this lady was really upset that her daughter didn't get asked to be bridesmaid.
Yeah.
So she found out exactly what the bridesmaids were wearing, the dresses they'd got, and she dressed her daughter in the bridesmaid's outfit on the day. So when she rocked up, she looked like one of the bridesmaids.
Ooh, that's a no-go.
It's a bit crazy.
That's a no-go.
It's a bit crazy.
That's a bit crazy.
That's a bit wild.
It's a bit wild.
That's what we're after here. Those people just fly off the handle.
Another one was this drunken
those vagabonds at weddings. You've been a maverick at a wedding. That's what we're going for.
A naughty bad boy or girl. There was also this one, right? A 19-year-old boy stole the camcorder. So this is obviously.
Oh, here we go again. Another cheeky, another little clown.
Without going too much into what he did, he took the camcorder to the bathroom.
Oh.
Proceeded to have fun.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That is pretty hectic, actually.
Then left it on the camera. And then so when they were showing, obviously, everyone their wedding video, then
it's also kind of funny.
The end of the night was the cousin.
That's hilarious.
In the bathroom.
That is hilarious. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Sorry.
Do we have that footage?
Not something we'd be able to share on our Facebook page.
Fair enough.
So 131060.
Imagine when they're showing the tape.
I know.
Okay, next world famous rooftop, all of a sudden. Oh, here's Illy. Oh, what's that? Is that the toilet?
Not Will and Woody behaving badly.
It's that prankster Woody again.
So we want the behaviour, the bad behaviour that you hear at weddings. Maybe it was at your wedding. Maybe it was a wedding you went to. Maybe it was a wedding that you heard about.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Wowee. Let's go to Sharon here from Scarborough. Sharon, how you going?
Hello there.
Your brother was a bit of a naughty boy at a wedding.
He was very naughty.
Sharon, where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool.
Can you please just do me a favour and just say very naughty again?
Very naughty.
You're a naughty boy.
What was his...
Very naughty boy.
What did your naughty brother do?
It was at my sister's wedding and I was head bridesmaid. And at the end of the night, she'd organised a buffet and everyone was absolutely drunk. Everyone was very drunk, so nobody wanted to eat this buffet and this fuzzy... Fantastic desserts came out, and my brother decided to pick up the biggest bowl of trifle you've ever seen and tip it over my head.
Was this right at the end of the night, so you could luckily go get change?
This was right at the end of the night. Like, it was, you know, near midnight, and which turned into a massive food fight, and profiteroles were flying everywhere.
Food fight? A wedding food fight? That is mint.
A wedding dessert food fight
Oh, see, that would actually be fun.
Yeah, I agree.
At weddings, it is true. People do drink too much, and sometimes when the dessert comes out, you think, oh, God, that's such a waste.
No, yeah. Sharon, one more time.
I was very naughty.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Guys, I want to talk about J-Law. Look, we all know that she's no stranger to a little bit of controversy on the internet, unfortunately. I think previously there was some stuff that was taken from her personal account, which she was furious about, and which I don't think is in any wrong to say that was dead set illegal. And I think she's moved on from that because what's happened is there's been a video that's emerged of her dancing on a strip pole. And I love her response. It's awesome. Obviously, I like the Jennifer Lawrence Facebook page, so she posted on there.
Sorry, is this another hack? She's been hacked again.
No, I think someone just took a video of her doing it. Okay. She wasn't hacked at all.
Yeah. I love that you follow her online.
Of course I do, mate. All the big ones. Anyway, J-Law's posted, this is word for word. Look, nobody wants to be reminded that they tried to dance on a stripper pole by the internet. It was one of my best friend's birthdays, and I dropped my paranoia guard for 1 second to have fun. I'm not going to apologize. I had a blast that night. P.S. That's not a bra. It's an Alexander Wang top. And I'm not going to lie. I think my dancing's pretty good. Cheers, Jen.
That's awesome.
How good is that?
Why is it a big deal that she's on a stripper pole and having
fun? I think that's what she's saying. She's just like, I can't believe that we're trying to make an issue out of this.
Yeah.
I've been through the whole controversy stuff. And you know what? Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Mm.
I had a bloody good time.
Yeah, good on you.
And they're the calls I want to take now. 131060, I want to try and get around J-Law a little bit here. Is there something that you did recently that you don't care? You're actually not that sorry. You're sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, definitely. This has been something I've been doing for 2 months straight. Every single day, I've been stealing Kelle's nuts from her drawer. She has been furious about this. Kelle, if you're listening, I am so not sorry because I've absolutely loved snacking on your nuts every single day.
She pulled out her box yesterday of nuts and there was four left. This is the woman that runs
the PR in here in the office.
Yeah, and she shook it up and she said, Woody. And Woody would just laugh.
Sorry, not sorry moment can arise from anything. It might be that you were in a similar instance where you were at a party recently and you're getting a whole bunch of grief for something you've done. And for a while you've regretted it, but now you look back on it, you're like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm so not sorry about that.
I've got so many of them.
I really enjoyed that. 131060 is the number. I really want to hear these. I'll take your calls right after Shawn Mendes. What are you sorry, not sorry about? This is a great chance to vent it on the airwaves. Tell us what you did and you don't care.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
And we've all had these moments. It's a chance right now to vent on the air. What are you not sorry about?
It could be like, you know, something that's happened with your partner that's gone down and, you know, you've apologised to make them, you know, to reconcile, but really, hashtag...
No,
I'm not speaking about me, but I'm just saying that's it could happen in relationships a lot.
Ashley from Averley, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
What are you not sorry about?
All right, so in the last 3 to 6 months, I might have let my Instagram become a little bit raunchy and like posted some pictures and forgetting that I have family on my Instagram. And then I think it was like last week, my auntie liked one of my raunchy pictures. I felt bad for a second and then I was like, not sorry.
Exactly. That's how you get the likes and the followers. You get nude on your Instagram.
And sorry, Will just passed me a note here saying, what was the handle there, Ashley?
What was your
Instagram handle and are you private?
I'm not private, no.
Yeah, okay. So fantastic. What was it?
I forgot what it was.
Ashley, you might have had a few blokes there.
Sneaky dog.
Huge amount of followers there.
How dare you? They really dangle that carrot in front of the whole audience. There's at least 1,000 blokes that just pulled their cars over there. Whip the phone out.
At least you know that it's Ashley.
If anyone figures it out, 131060, give us a call.
If you saw anybody breaking violently on the Kwinana Freeway there, that's what was going on. You can't do that. You cannot do that.
Got Kayla from Kingsley. Hey, Kayla.
Hi, guys.
Kayla, how you going, mate? You have something that you're sorry, not sorry about?
Probably a couple of weeks ago, went to a party, was dancing with my friend's boyfriend, and it was a pretty big night, not going to lie, and I was dancing, and then I accidentally turned and projectile vomited all over it.
Outstanding, Kayla.
You're not sorry, Kayla.
And I'm not sorry. And I've apologised, but I'm not really sorry.
You've done all you can. You've done all you can.
Yeah, is he angry?
My friend's not talking to me at the moment.
Oh, mate.
Kayla, really? Would she be listening right now?
Maybe. I'm not sure. But I've apologised. But then I think I'm young. It happens.
Exactly
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Okay, mate, honestly, you laugh about those stories as you get older.
Friend needs to get over it.
They need to get over it. I mean, one of the things I'm not sorry about is when we first started our job in radio, I posted a photo of myself.
No.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
But we've got a big announcement to make regarding our trip.
Just another day in WA.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Another day in WA, baby.
We haven't been telling you guys where we're going yet, but camping and caravanning, another reason to stay just another day in WA. I suppose by that you know it's a camping and caravanning trip. We're very excited to say, that we're heading.
Have we got a bit of a drum roll?
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting stuff.
Which way?
We're heading to Australia's Coral Coast.
Up north.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Which I think Woody slightly slipped out on air the other day, didn't you?
I think I've done it a couple of times, so you may already know, but we're going north.
Which we can't wait, because a lot of the time you tend to go south, I know, because you think, oh, it's so quick and easy, but we are going to be heading north,
yeah,
baby.
To the epic. It truly is epic, rustic, it is adventurous. It's going to be unbelievable. Camping and caravanning as well, another reason to stay, just another day in WA. It's going to be very exciting, but the next piece of the puzzle, Woods, is we need to figure who's coming with us.
We've got a whole bunch of people who have registered on the line right now.
And I think we told them off air, we're just going to show all this shit today.
Yeah.
It's not true, we're going to go the whole hog today.
Mm. We're telling someone that they are coming with us, so we're leaving on Monday.
So many people.
All expenses paid.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Hanging out with us.
There's so many things to actually do.
A couple of jars with Will. Stop it.
Along the coast.
That won't happen.
Lots of activities.
I'll be in my caravan by myself.
Person.
DJing.
Coming right along with us up north, leaving 10 a.m. Monday morning is Ellie!
Oh my god, this is so cool! My heart's beating so fast!
Ellie, well, you're coming with us, so you've got to get your time off work or whatever you're doing.
Mate, I am ready. I've got my Surfer Joes and my Bush Shook shirt ready to go. Let's do this!
Oh, mate, you sound like a hoot.
Now, Ellie, you got to tell us, who are you going to be bringing with you?
I'm bringing my best mate, Loza.
Loza, okay.
Yeah. How do you know Loza?
Beautiful.
Me and Loza met on the school bus in Ellenbrook when we were like 14 years old. She sat next to me.
Delete.
And I asked her if her tongue ring hurt, and we've been best friends ever since.
You told her if you could what?
She asked if her tongue ring hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, and then since then, we've been best friends ever since.
Wow.
So we've done a bit of travelling together.
Sounds amazing, mate. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board. We cannot wait to head up north with you.
Me too. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
Are you pumped? I can't tell.
Well, we can't wait to meet you on Monday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
See you, girl.
Hey, have you had a couple of gears, Ellie, or do you tend to stay at 100%?
I tend to stay at 100%,
yeah,
mate. Fantastic. I'm pretty excited.
Good on you, Ellie.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. Bye, thanks, mate. Ellie. Oh, wow. What are we going to do to get her to sleep at night? I mean, we get up pretty
She's
early.
She's going to be partying.
We get up very early in the morning.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
In the meantime, we've got this bloke on the show.
Hey, comedian Matt O'Kine, you've done Brekkie Radio. Want to come on Heidi, Will and Woody?
I personally think that we should change the date, though.
Well, why can't you just come on today?
That's not buckling to a minority, which is what someone suggested.
Okay, we'll see if we can change the date.
Change the date? It doesn't have to be a date. It can be any single day.
How about Easter?
Here's a question. When the f*** is Easter?
Okay, can you suggest Another date?
The last Wednesday of April.
No, that's already been. All right, just get on now.
Hello.
You know, the funniest thing is I did change the date on you guys.
Oh, you did.
We were supposed to do it yesterday morning and now I'm doing it this morning.
You're a sneaky.
Oh, mate,
what's the deal? What was your excuse for yesterday?
Yeah.
Now, can I be honest with you?
You can.
It's because the night before yesterday morning was the wrap party for my the TV show that I'm currently making for Stan.
Yeah, we just read about this, mate. This is a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal, which is why when you rap on a show that's that big for you, that you've been working on for 6 months, you throw caution to the wind a little bit.
Do you want to give it a? Do you want to give it a quick little plug here, mate? Like, I mean, there's some great guests you got on there.
Yeah, it's pretty big. We got Christian Van Buren and Briggs and Harriet Dyer's playing you know, my best friend in the show, and a lady called Valene Kane who's in The Fall and Star Wars Rogue One. She's come over
epic.
From Ireland to be a part of it. It's huge, and it follows the trials and errors of a radio host.
Oh, stop it.
Going through life, going through a huge breakup, and trying to figure out how it all happens again. So you guys, I mean, target audience. I've just come on to talk just to you.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Yes, now we're here with Matt O'Kine. And Matt, you used to do a bit of Brekkie Radio and you actually met one of our producers, Jack, on the red carpet at the Logies.
Oh, yeah.
You said this to him.
Hey, I'm going to give you guys some advice, okay? Stop doing breakfast radio. You get so much sleep. It's incredible.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Did you take my advice? Obviously not. You're still going.
Still here, mate.
It's okay.
Mate, we wanted to give you another chance to chuck a bit of shade on us and give us you would have been you would have got a few air checks when you were doing breakfast radio.
We should say for the diehard Hit 92.9 listeners, Matt was on another breakfast radio show.
Yeah. I used to work on a different station.
Which we can't.
Can we not say?
We can't even say.
It's got a lot of J's in the name.
And you were our opposition for a good couple of years here in Perth. But for those who don't know what an air check is, it's basically we finish on air some days and then we'll get pulled into our boss's office and they'll play us audio from the show.
And then they'll say, what was wrong with it?
Yeah, what was wrong
with
it?
And
why was it bad? Could you not say that, Heidi? Or could you do this?
Given your history in breakfast radio, we thought we'd give you the opportunity to air check us a little bit.
Oh,
So first off, we've got the anchor of our show, Will. So as you know, his role, keeping things tight, getting to the point very fast. So here was him this morning at the start of the break.
Trying to find out what's trending. What's trending? Went quite high there, didn't I? You know. Trending.
Trending.
Will. All right.
Sounds like he was still eating food as well. Jesus.
Quick air check.
That was world class radio, I reckon.
Matt. Oh, you reckon?
We are a bad show.
We don't even need to play the rest, do you, Matt?
I thought I had it together, guy. We are a bad radio show. I don't know. This is really debilitating. So,
no, look, I hear you, dude. Don't worry about it. I mean, do you usually do the testy blowouts?
No,
are you still? Hey, puberty's an okay thing, dude. It's fine.
All right, Matt. We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on.
I've got Woody actually that I would like to. Okay. So Woody's the comedian of the show, Matt.
Oh, he's a
bit of a prankster in the corner over there.
Been in the funny one. So you know, you would understand as a comedian that you do a lot of prep, but you know, with your jokes, and you've got to be on, and you've got to be quick, and you've got to be witty.
You've got to you know, make sure the helicopter on your hat still swings.
Yeah, that's right.
That the water in the flower on your on your suit jacket still has water in it. You know, there's plenty of hard work.
There's plenty of stuff that you have to be aware of. And I suppose one thing you've got to be particularly aware of, Heidi, is that you're not repeating your gags.
Yeah. So this was Woody 2 weeks ago on our show, and then I'm going to play you a little bit of audio from yesterday.
What happens when frogs park illegally?
Which is, you know, great gag. Don't guess the punchline yet, mate. Yep. Don't spoil it for everyone.
And then this was Woody yesterday, 2 weeks later.
What happens when frogs park illegally?
We heard this. We did it last week.
Have we heard this?
We did it last week. Are you kidding?
Oh, that is a real, that's a sin, dude. You can't do that. Is it? Wait, can I guess? Is it like they commit a road felony or something. Kermit.
Oh, Kermit. Oh, I like that.
No, that's good.
No, no, it's better than that, mate. Yeah. Wait, hold on to your jocks. Woods, hit him with the punchline, mate.
They get towed.
Oh, stop it.
Kermit, did you cut out that you didn't laugh?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.